2nd of August, 1787. His Majesty's ship Providence, Boston. Dear Prudence, my words can't describe how heavy my burden has been during these few months. The rough sea has delayed our journey back for several days. The storm is settling now, and the crew is hastily buying and loading cargo. Unfortunately, it requires my presence, so I'll send this letter with the captain of the Capricorn. The last will of my brother, William, has been a saddening task. To try and sell his estate and belongings, his life's toil, has grieved me as my memories of him are vividly haunting me. I miss home. The ways of the new world are not for me. And most of all, I miss you.
I could not believe my luck when I first met you. My endless dream is that you could be mine to love. I can only wish, though I think hopelessly, that I could never make you even partly as happy as I am with you. If only your father would find it in his heart to understand our heart's desires rather than the fact that I am not of noble air. I wish this voyage of grief would be over. I wish I was with you, even though I am not at home in the joyous eves, dances and masquerades of the court. Hopefully you have that loftier smile behind the door of your room, even when I'm gone. I do hope I am worthy enough to make you smile once I return.
My flame still burns for you. Yours beloved, Antragon.